This program is intended for a print-impaired audience and is brought to you by Audio Journal. Welcome to A Positive Outlook, an audio journal production highlighting optimistic news stories. Material is selected with the interests of its audience in mind and with the goal to inform and entertain. The opinions expressed on this program do not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of Audio Journal, its board of directors, staff, or volunteer readers. This program is funded in part by the Memorial Foundation for the Blind and the Massachusetts Commission for the Blind. My name is Ava Sardina, and I am your volunteer reader. Our first articles are from sunnyskyz.com. It makes their day. Boise seniors experience the joy of bike rides again. A Boise senior living director is turning ordinary bike rides into unforgettable moments for his residents, thanks to a special passenger bike that's helping seniors feel the wind in their hair again. At Table Rock Senior Living, residents are soaking up sunny days along the Boise River Greenbelt aboard the Blessing Bike, a three-wheeled passenger bike designed for people who can no longer ride on their own. And the person pedaling is none other than Executive Director Joel Freston. For 90-year-old Carol Montgomery, the rides have brought back memories from a lifetime of cycling. "I love riding a bike," Carol told KTVB7 with a smile. Carol and her husband moved into the community several months ago, and when she first spotted the bike sitting in the lobby, she immediately lit up. An avid bicyclist in her younger years, she deeply missed the simple joy of riding. The Blessing Bike program first arrived in Idaho in 2018 after Boise couple Wade and Jill Hauser were inspired by Jill's 92-year-old mother, Rosemary. Wanting to continue taking her out into the community, they helped launch the idea locally, which later grew into a nonprofit that now provides passenger bikes to people who otherwise wouldn't be able to ride. At Table Rock Senior Living, the bikes become much more than just an activity. "Sometimes I just take it out and put it in the lobby," Joel said. "And they'll come and ask me, 'Are we ready? Can we do it today?'" Located near the river and greenbelt in southeast Boise, the facility offers the perfect setting for the outings. Residents with limited mobility can still experience the sights, fresh air, and freedom of being outdoors. "Here at Barber Station, we have a lot of residents with limited mobility but still want to get out, and we're right here by the river and the greenbelt," Joel explained. "They hop on and we go around the river." Even during colder weather, Joel finds ways to keep the joy rolling by taking residents on rides around the building itself. While overseeing the health and safety of residents is part of his daily job, Joel says that these bike rides give him something even deeper. "I know that when I'm taking them out, I'm just making their day," he said. "It brings a lot of meaning to the work that I do day after day, and it takes me out of the grind and into the real feelings that our residents have and the joy that we can bring them." And for Joel, the reward is simple. "Oh, it's an honor," he said. "Just to see the smiles and stuff, it just makes my day, and it makes their day and everyone wins." Now he hopes that other senior care facilities across Idaho will be inspired to start their own Blessing Bike programs, giving even more seniors the chance to enjoy a ride that they may have thought they'd never experience again. Bring him back. Ice cream truck owner's kindness goes viral. A small ice cream business in Gardner, Massachusetts is melting hearts online after a simple act of kindness reminded thousands of people what compassion looks like. Maddie's Ice Cream and More, owned by Madison Silvagnoli, has become known locally for serving up fun flavors like cookies and cream, cotton candy, and strawberry cheesecake. But recently, it was one emotional moment involving a young boy without money that turned the business into a viral sensation. In a video shared online, Sylvanioli's cousin, Mackenzie Sargent, can be heard explaining that a child walked away upset because he had no dollars. Sylvanioli immediately responded with kindness. "It's okay, bring him back," she said after noticing that the child started crying while leaving the truck. Then came the line that struck a chord with millions online. "We don't turn kids away when they don't have money. You want an ice cream from Maddie? You get an ice cream from Maddie." The heartwarming moment quickly spread across social media, with countless people sharing emotional reactions and personal memories from their own childhoods. "As the kid who never had dollars for an ice cream due to poverty, thank you," one commenter wrote. Another added, "Can I prepay for some kid's ice cream? This was me as a kid, and I'm sitting here crying." What may have seemed like a small gesture to Sylvanioli became a powerful reminder that kindness is often remembered far longer than the treat itself. People thought that this Arby's had a random fancy table, then veterans explained its powerful meaning. A customer noticed a single fine dining table sitting inside a local Arby's and wondered why it was there. But veterans quickly recognized it. It's called a POW/MIA Remembrance Table, a military tradition honoring prisoners of war and service members who never made it home. Every item on the table carries meaning. This table, set for one, is small, symbolizing the frailty of one soldier, sailor, marine, or airman alone. The cloth is white, symbolizing the purity of their motives when answering the call to serve. A single red rose, displayed in a vase, reminds us of the blood that many have shed in sacrifice to ensure our freedoms and way of life. The red ribbon symbolizes our continued determination to account for our missing. The yellow ribbon represents the yellow ribbons worn by thousands who demand, with unwavering determination, a proper accounting of those who aren't among us tonight. A slice of lemon reminds us of their bitter fate, captured and missing in a foreign land. A pinch of salt symbolizes the tears of our missing and their families who long for answers after decades of uncertainty. The lighted candle reflects our hope for their return. The glass is inverted, symbolizing their inability to share a toast. The chair is empty. They won't be dining with us tonight. Many military banquets have these tables, but seeing one quietly placed inside a fast food restaurant touched people deeply online. A simple table, a powerful reminder that some heroes are never forgotten. Here are a few stories from Sunny Sky Z's Stuff We Love collection. This company uses sheep instead of lawnmowers, and people are obsessed. In neighborhoods around Washington, D.C., yard work's turning into a community event thanks to a flock of hard-working sheep that are winning hearts while clearing weeds. Instead of firing up noisy lawn equipment, hundreds of residents are calling in a team from a company called Lamb Mowers, where adorable baby doll South Down sheep handle the job naturally, quietly, and with plenty of charm. The company transports its friendly flock to homes and businesses across the area, where the sheep get straight to work munching through overgrown weeds, including poison ivy. Once they arrive, temporary fencing is set up if needed, and then the sheep are released to do what they do best. According to the company's website, starting at $195 for a 2-hour visit, our sweet baby doll South Down flock will weed eat, feed, and mow your lawn while their shepherd assists, serving you and caring for your land. The idea began back in 2015 when founder Corey, known affectionately as Shepherd Corey, purchased a farm in Fairfax County and noticed just how effective the sheep were at clearing unwanted vegetation. What started as a mowing service quickly evolved into a specialized weed removal business that's become both practical and wildly entertaining. Customers say that the sheep often attract curious neighbors and delighted children who stop to watch the animals happily graze through yards. "It was wonderful," customer Stephanie Brander said. "It was 2 hours and they got more done than I could have in a week. And they were fun to watch." For larger properties, the company even offers overnight visits called sheepovers, allowing the flock to stay and continue working through tougher jobs. But for many customers, the experience goes far beyond lawn care. "We bring joy everywhere that we go," Corey said. "Our sheep are just really friendly, sweet animals that love to say hi to people and just kind of lower your blood pressure when you get to be near them. In a world filled with stress and screens, these fluffy landscapers are proving that sometimes the best solution is also the cutest one." Meet Casper, the single owl mom who's raised more than 500 orphaned babies. For the past 26 years, one remarkable owl in British Columbia has been quietly helping raise hundreds of orphaned babies and giving them a second chance at life in the wild. Casper, a great horned owl living at the Orphaned Wildlife Rehabilitation Society, has become something of a legend at the Wildlife Rehabilitation Center after fostering more than 500 rescued owlets since 1999. And according to staff, she's still going strong. Casper first arrived at the center after suffering injuries that made it impossible for her to survive on her own in the wild. While she could no longer be released, the team soon discovered that she had a very special gift. She was a natural foster mom. Since then, she's helped teach generations of rescued baby owls the skills that they need before returning to nature. Right now, she's caring for 4 more owlets. Staff say that Casper plays a critical role in preparing the babies for survival. The young owls learn by watching her fly, hunt, and react to the world around them. "They look up to her, they follow her, and they mimic her," said Rob Hope, manager of the Rehabilitation Society, in an interview with CBC. Hope explained that Casper helps teach important behaviors like catching prey and staying wary of humans, lessons that can make all the difference once the birds are released into the wild. "That's what we want, so that when those babies are in the wild, we know that they've got a good chance of survival," he said. Over the years, Casper's become far more than a rescue animal. She's become a trusted teacher, protector, and stand-in mother to hundreds of vulnerable baby owls who otherwise might not have made it. "She's been our trusted mom for the last 26 years," Hope said, "and hopefully she gets another 26 years. Honestly, it's hard not to love a story like this. One injured owl who couldn't return to the wild ended up dedicating her life to helping hundreds of others get there instead." Meet Chonkers, the 2,000-pound sea lion taking over San Francisco's Pier 39. A massive sea lion nicknamed Chonkers is turning heads and drawing crowds at San Francisco's famous waterfront after making himself right at home at Pier 39. The enormous stellar sea lion, which weighs nearly 2,000 pounds, has become an unexpected tourist attraction after staying at the pier for more than a month. That's a much longer visit than usual for the giant marine mammal, who's been known to stop by every few years for only a few days at a time. It's really special to see him adopt Pier 39 as a stopover, said Harbor Master Sheila Shandor. Nicknamed Chonkers by fans online, the sea lion's impossible to miss. He's at least twice the size of the California sea lions that normally lounge around the pier's floating docks. Stellar sea lions are typically found in places like Alaska, making his appearance in the San Francisco Bay Area especially exciting for visitors and wildlife lovers alike. According to Shandor, Chonkers first arrived with a younger stellar sea lion, but the juvenile left after only a few days. Chonkers, however, decided to stick around. Why the extended stay? Apparently, the bay's seafood selection has been hard to resist. It's always food that brings them in, Shandor explained. There's a lot of fish in the bay right now. His extended vacation's also been a welcome surprise for local businesses. The giant sea celebrity has helped attract visitors during what's usually a slower tourism season between spring break and summer travel. People from across the United States and even Canada have traveled to the waterfront hoping to catch a glimpse of the oversized guest. Despite weighing nearly a ton, Chonkers has a calm reputation. Officials say that he's not aggressive and tends to keep to himself. Still, spotting him can take patience, and regular visitors say that early mornings offer the best chance to see the famous sea lion stretched out on the docks. For now, Chonkers seems perfectly happy enjoying the fish-filled waters and soaking up the attention from his growing fan club. This cat keeps stealing baby chicks from the neighbors. Sometimes farm life delivers stories that you simply couldn't make up. And this one, shared on Reddit, is equal parts chaotic, funny, and surprisingly heartwarming. A farmer recently posted about one very unusual barn cat with a very specific mission in life, collecting baby chicks from the neighborhood. "My farm cats were raised by chickens," he wrote. "Now she has a need to steal baby chicks from my neighbors and raise them." According to his post, this particular cat doesn't just wander around the farm like a typical feline. She's fully taken on the role of protector and self-appointed caretaker of any chicks that she can find. And she takes that job very seriously. He described her as fiercely territorial, saying that she kicks off if other cats come onto the property and has even gone after dogs that get too close. Her dedications even cost him 27 euros so far in compensation for stolen chicks and counting. But the story takes an unexpectedly sweet turn in the comments. Despite the dramatic behavior, the farmer explained that she loves and protects the chicks that she takes in. And the most surprising detail of all? The chicks don't seem scared of her at all. "They all seem to love her," he added. In the end, it's one of those internet stories that reminds us that animals don't always follow the rules that we expect. And sometimes, the most unexpected relationships turn out to be the most genuine. These next few articles are from goodnewsnetwork.org. Trio of neighbors honored for saving the lives of Florida plane crash survivors, by Andy Corbley. A trio of brave locals were honored recently when a small plane crashed in Florida. Catching fire almost immediately, and with all souls both still alive and yet trapped inside, residents rushed to their aid, receiving the hero's commendation from the Boca Raton PD. The small Cessna Skymaster aircraft was approaching North Perry Airport when it crashed into a tree. "It was a miracle that no homes were hit," said Laura Ingram, a mother of three who lives two houses down from the crash site. "We heard this weird sputtering noise, and then boom, it sounded like a car explosion. We ran outside and just saw smoke and fire coming from behind the trees." The passengers, the pilot, an adult, and two children, all survived with non-life-threatening injuries. But there was no time to celebrate as black smoke began to fill the cabin. A group of locals then came to the rescue. One brought an axe, and another brought a hose to battle the growing blaze. Their efforts ensured that all four were rescued and that the fire was put out. Honored in front of the county, one rescuer, Eddie Crispin, said that he was more intimidated receiving the award in front of the cameras than when it was time to be a hero. "My neighbor, where the plane actually crashed, had a water hose and was hosing the plane down. Another guy showed up with the axe. He was actually trying to break the window. It was just pretty much all going on at the exact same time. But we did pull them out one by one," Crispin told Fox News. Kroger buys and redirects dairy farmers' excess milk, sending 50,000 gallons per month to food banks. By Andy Corboy. Though it's difficult for food banks to stock this item, nutrient-dense milk is one of the most often requested items. Now, in these critical times, the Kroger grocery store chain has ramped up its dairy rescue program, one that takes donated excess raw milk normally sold to restaurants or hotels, which is now going to waste, and pays for the packaging and processing in order to provide a nutritious food source for communities in need. The effort also helps support dairy farmers struggling to find enough demand for their supply, especially now that schools are closed. In partnership with its dairy cooperative, with suppliers and farmers across the Midwest and South, Kroger will use its facilities in Texas, Kentucky, Michigan, and Ohio to process and donate about 200,000 gallons of additional milk to Feeding America food banks and community organizations through the end of August. Kroger recognizes the growing need for fresh, highly nutritious food in our community, especially for children, as schools remain closed to flatten the curve during the pandemic, said Aaron Sharp, Kroger's Group Vice President of Manufacturing. "At a time when dairy farmers have surplus raw milk, we're doubling down on our mission to reduce hunger and waste." Through the expanded program, Kroger's dairy processing plants and suppliers will be donating an additional 50,000 gallons of milk per month to local food banks and community organizations. Feeding America member food banks and other partners will help Kroger to transport the gallons and half gallons to local hunger relief agencies. With so many families struggling with unemployment and food insecurity today, providing access to fresh, nutrient milk has never been more important, said Blake Thompson, Chief Supply Chain Officer of Feeding America. Kroger's Dairy Rescue Program is keeping America's farmers productive, avoiding unnecessary food waste, and helping families in need. Some dairy farmers are struggling as demand for milk in America gradually decreases, with alternatives like oat, rice, coconut, almond, cashew, and soy milks taking huge chunks out of the milk market share. Kroger's Dairy Rescue Program is an invaluable resource for the dairy industry during this crisis and beyond, said Heather McCann, Director of Public Affairs for Dairy Farmers of America's Mideast Area. Even though Kroger is a large corporation, personal human relationships between producers, suppliers, and vendors are often very strong, as the logistical operations behind them require a large amount of cooperation and trust. So helping such farmers be productive during changing or challenging times is a win-win. Osaka stunned by anonymous gift of gold bars to fix aging water pipes. By Andy Corboy. Have you seen the price of gold recently? In the Japanese city of Osaka, one man obviously did and decided to cash in for the sake of his community. The mayor and his staff were staggered when they discovered that an anonymous resident had presented 21 kilograms of gold bars to the city as a contribution to fix Osaka's dilapidated municipal water piping. Built in the post-war economic boom, some 160 miles of municipal water pipes need replacing, and the total investment to do so is far more than the gold. But such high-quality investment capital being turned over by a private citizen left the honor-conscious Japanese in the city's government humbled. It's a staggering amount and I was speechless, Mayor Hideyuki Yokoyama said. Tackling aging water pipes requires a huge investment, and I can't thank enough for the donation. In a statement, Yokoyama's office said that they'll strictly honor the donor's wishes that his capital go to replacing water pipes. You've been listening to A Positive Outlook. This program is a production of Audio Journal, a proud member of the Massachusetts Audio Information Network. If you'd like a hard copy of our program schedule, either in large print or braille, please call 508-797-1117. Archived editions of this program are available on our website, audiojournal.org, or go to the Audio Journal app on your iPhone, iPad, or Android device. This is Ava Sardina. I'll be with you again soon. Thank you for listening.
You are listening to Audio Journal, a proud member of the Massachusetts Audio Information Network.
What's your vision?
My vision is 20/200.
Light perception in the right eye and zero vision in the left eye.
20/200 at best on my left eye, and on my right eye, I cannot see.
No, I mean, what's your vision?
My goal is to become a journalist.
To be able to work.
Financial independence.
My vision is employment opportunities for all, including people with disabilities.
My vision is for all of my students to dream big.
That he become fully independent.
For my patients to live their best lives.
What's your vision?
What's your vision?
What is your vision?
At the Massachusetts Commission for the Blind, our vision is clear. We believe that all people who are blind or visually impaired should have the opportunity to work and thrive. To learn how we can help you meet your employment or workforce goals, call 800-392-6450 or visit mass.gov/mcb.
Are you or a loved one experiencing vision loss? Unable to read your daily newspapers? Feeling isolated because of blindness? If the answer is yes, Audio Journal can help. Live broadcasts of newspapers and other local publications enable blind, visually impaired, and print-disabled residents of Worcester County to connect with their communities. Newspaper readings, informative programming, education, and entertainment return you to the printed word your vision loss has denied you. For information about Audio Journal's free service, call 508-797-1117. Again, the number is 508-797-1117 or email info@audiojournal.org or go to our website at www.audiojournal.org. Audio Journal is a proud member of the Massachusetts Audio Information Network.